The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Reuven Shanik in memory of Leah Bas Menachem Mendel, Aleha HaShalom.
Tassamachet. The Gemara here in Gibnon, Tassamachet Samad Aleph, quotes the well-known story about how Shlomo HaMelech was able to get his hands on the shomer, which was a special worm that was able to separate and cut the stones that he needed for the Beis HaMikdash and the stones he needed for the Eifed and the Choshen without using any metal, because the Gemara, the Torah says it's an Isser, and it was necessary for him to find the special worm that's called the shomer. And the Gemara discusses at length that how he was able to get this shomer, to get this worm. The Gemara says that he had to get his hands on Ashvadai, who is the Melech of the Shaden, and the Gemara says that Ashvadai was the one who knew where to find the Shomer. So there was a whole story. The Gemara discussed at length that they needed to capture Ashvadai, so he sent Benayo to capture him, and in the way he made him drunk, and then he attached a chain with Hashem's name on it. And the Gemara has a whole long story discussing all the details of this maisa. The end of the story was that Ashvadai told him exactly how to get the shomer, and he got it. It was a certain bird that was in charge of the worm, and then Ashvadai remained in jail, and eventually, Ashvadai managed to trick Shlomo HaMelech to take the chain off of him, and then it says that Ashvadai was able to throw Shlomo HaMelech all the way on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, where nobody knew where he was, and Ashvadai took Shlomo HaMelech's place. And the Gemara has two shittos whether Shlomo HaMelech eventually succeeded in regaining his throne, or if he did not succeed in regaining his throne. That's the Gemara, the story that is discussed over here in this Gemara. The issue that needs to be addressed over here is that we see in this Gemara that Shlomo HaMelech used this Ashvadai, who is the king of the Shaden, for his own purposes, or for the purposes of finding the Shomer to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is this mutter or is this aser? If the fact that Shlomo HaMelech did it, it would seem to imply that this is mutter. Why would I think that this is aser? We find the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on the Samazayim and Beis, Gemara says that there is a difference between the Torah discusses the kishuf that was performed by the Chartumim in Mitzrayim. It says that the kishuf that was performed bilatehem, and sometimes it was performed bilahatehem. Sometimes the word is spelled with a hey, bilahatehem, and sometimes it's spelled without a hey, bilatehem. And the Gemara says that there's a fundamental difference in the way that the kishuf was performed, because when it says the bilahatehem with the hay, that's ma'isik shofim, that's real kishuf. However, bilotehem evu ma'isik shadim, this is called ma'isik shadim. So you see from the Gemara that there are two types of magic, two types of kishuf that the Chartumim used in Mitzrayim. There's what's called ma'isik shadim and what's called ma'isik shofim. We'll see soon what is exactly the difference in the way that the kishuv is performed in Ma'aseh Shadim and Ma'aseh Shofim. But the first thing we need to understand is the Gemara, the Pasuk in the Torah clearly says that there is a law in the Torah, one is not allowed to perform kishuv. And in fact, if somebody is over the Saveira and he performs kishuv, the Torah says, and the Mishnah Gemara over there in Sanhedrin discusses, that someone who performs kishuv is Chayiv Skilut. So there's a very serious Isser involved in performing kishuf. So the question that is dealt with in the Rishonim is, what exactly is included in this isser of kishuf? Do we say that this isser, the Torah says that one is not allowed to perform kishuf, only refers to the ma'isik shofin that the Gemara says over here? However, this that the Gemara says, the Chartumi Mitzrayim performed ma'isik shadim, that's not shofin. That's not that's two different things. It's ma'isik shadim and it's ma'isik shofin. So therefore we can say that even though Ma'aseh Shofin is an Issa Deraisa, Ma'aseh Shehidim is Mutter. Or do we say that from the fact that the Gemara puts the two together, so we'll say that just like Ma'isik Shofim is Osir and it's an Isser Deraisa and it's a Chiv Skilo, so too Ma'isik Shadim will be an Isser Deraisa, will be included in this Isser. It makes no difference how the Kishav is performed, how this supernatural feat is performed, if it's performed through what's known as Ma'isik Shofim, or if it's performed through what is known as Ma'isik Shadim. So the Sefer from the Wonder Yishayim, the Yad Ramah on Sanhedrin over there in that Gemara, says very clearly that there is no difference between Ma'isik Shadim and Ma'isik Shofim. Just like Ma'isik Shofim is Osir and one who does it is Chayv Skilo, so too Ma'isik Shadim is Osir. And he says clearly over there that somebody who performs Ma'isik Shadim is Chayv Skilo. And in fact, this sheet of the opinion of the Ramah is brought down in the Tur. Generally speaking, the Tur quotes the Ramah many times throughout the Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, but the actual Pirush of the Ramah we only have on certain Masechtos. We have a Masechtos on Bava Basra and Sanhedrin. Recently they found Kisviyad of other Masechtos. But over here, this Yad Ramah is actually brought down in the Torah. The Torah brings down the opinion of the Ramah that Ma'isik Shadim is Osir. However, not all Rishonim agree with the Ramah. The Rosh over there in Sanhedrin says that there are other opinions that hold that Ma'isik Shadim is not considered Osir. The only Isir, the only thing the Torah Osir is Ma'isik Shofim and not Ma'isik Shadim. There is a sugya in Sanhedrin, the Gemara, later on in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Aleph, where the Gemara says over there that the Gemara seems to say that Ma'isik Shadim is clearly Mutter, at least according to Tanakama. And the Gemara says that there is a Shita opinion of Rabbi Yossi over there who disagrees and says that it's Osir. The Gemara over there says that the Shita holds its Mutter even on Shabbos. And even Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, who holds its Osir, doesn't hold its Osir because it's considered performing a Malach on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's only Osir because it's Sakana. When you deal with Shadim, there is a certain element of danger involved. However, the Gemara seems to say that there is no problem dealing with doing Ma'isa Shadim. In fact, we have our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech used Ashvadai, which is Ma'isa Shadim. If it's, behold, like the Ramah, that Ma'isa Shadim is Osir, how could it possibly be that Shlomo HaMelech used Shadim? Furthermore, there are other Gemaras. There's another Gemara in Chulin and Nafkofeim in days that the Gemara talks about a story that certain people were carrying a barrel of wine and the barrel broke and they went to one of the Amiroim and the Amiroim discovered that there was a shade involved and the shade caused the barrel to break, and he told the shade has an obligation to pay back because the shade caused damage. And there's a whole discussion over there in the Gemara. We see that the Amiroim were not against using Shadim themselves, and if we hold that Ma'isik Shadim is Isser Chomer, it's Isser Skila, how could it possibly be that they did it? It must be that the Halach, it must be that these Rishonim prove, the Ramban and others say that it must be that really Ma'isik Shadim is Mutter. In fact, we find the Rosh over there, Paskins, that there's really a difference between different types of ways you're allowed to use Shadim. He says, what's known as Ma'isa Shadim that the Gemara discusses, that the Chartumim Mitzrayim use, that is awesome. To perform a kishuf through the action of a shade, he says that is not allowed. However, the other Gemaras, the Gemaras in Sanhedrin specifically, do not discuss the actions that are performed by Shadim. The Gemara over there is discussing asking Shadim for advice, or asking Shadim for etzus, for answers to their questions, to your questions, that is allowed. So there's a difference between speaking to Shadim, being shoyal, asking things from Shadim, and actual Ma'isik Shadim. And therefore the Rosh says that to ask from the Shadim is mutter. And if you look carefully in all the Gemaras we mentioned, the Gemaras don't actually say that there was an action, there was a Ma'isik Shadim of Kishuf that was performed. Actually, in our Gemara, in a Gemara about Shlomo HaMelech and Ashvadai, it doesn't say that Ashvadai performed some sort of supernatural action on behalf of Shlomo HaMelech. The only thing it says was that they captured Ashvadai and they asked him, we want to be able to find the Shomer, how do we do it? And it doesn't say that Ashvadai was able to provide them with the shomer. After they said, yeah, this is what you do. You go to a certain place and there you'll be able to get it. And they actually had to go on their own and get the shomer on their own. So therefore we find that this halacha is discussed, brought down, the 2 days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei Sim Kuf Ayin Tes. The Beis Yosef over there and Sim Kuf Ayin Tes brings down in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that in the name of the Ramah, that Maisa Shadim is Osir, it's an Issa Deraisa. However, he says that that's only a Maisa Shadim, the actions of a Shadim, but the Hashpia Shadim, to make Shadim swear and tell you something, or the Hashpia Malachim, he says that's fine. That's fine. And he says, Mutalach Chiluk Kida Ashkhan, like we find in our Gemara by Ashvadai. Then the Gemara by Ashvadai, all the Gemara says, the Gemara says that after he was conquered, he wanted to run away, and Binyo told him, Shmod Amar Allah, he was mashpia him, they made him swear that he wasn't going to go anywhere. So all we see from our Gemara is that one is allowed to ask questions of Shadim, but to actually use the Shadim, that is not allowed. Now, in order to understand this machlokes rishonim, whether ma'ase shadim is mutter or ma'ase shadim is an iser skila, an iser deraisa, we could possibly suggest, based on the understanding of what ma'ase shadim is and how it works, the rishonim say over there in Sanhedrin that the difference between ma'ase shadim and ma'ase kshofim is that by ma'ase kshofim, when someone performs kishuf, there's an inherent change that happens to the object. There's a certain object, and you want to change it from one thing into something else. There's a certain kayach, a certain power of kishuf that enables a person to change the object from one thing into something else. Ma'ase shadim, the Rishonim explain over there, works differently. Ma'ase shadim don't have the ability to change one object into a different object. All the Shadim have the ability to do is they have the ability to move very quickly. They can move much, much quicker than people can, and they can bring things very quickly. If you need something that's from far away, they have the ability to bring it from very far away. So Ma'ase Shadim, the Rishonim explained, doesn't mean that when you see something pop into existence from thin air, that if it were Ma'ase Kshofim, that would be that there was something else that was being changed, the air was being changed into an object. However, by Ma'ase Shadim, it's not the pshat that something is, there is inherent change happening over here. Just the Ma'ase Shadim have the ability to move very quickly, faster than you can see, and therefore they collect things and they bring things from far away, so they can bring things to you. And so it may appear that something used to look as one object and now it changes to a different object. That's not really what happened. What was really happened was is that they took the object away and they put another object in its place. That is Ma'ase Shadim, and that is the difference. In fact, the Achronim even speak about this difference. The Beis Halevi himself mentions this difference, that this is the difference between Ma'ase Shadim and Ma'ase Kshofim. That Ma'ase Shadim and Shadim only have the power to bring things very quickly from far away. They have the ability to move very quickly. In fact, we find a fascinating Torah Tmimah. Torah Tmimah writes that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, over there, a very well-known rule, that the Gemara says that if you want to test something to know whether it's Ma'ase Kishuf or not, whether it's Kishuf or not, so what you do is you bring it to water. When you put water on top of the object, if there isn't something that was created Ayde Kishuf, it will revert back to its original state. So the Gemara says over there in Sanhedrin that there was somebody who once turned a piece of wood into a donkey, and he sold the donkey to somebody, and the donkey went to drink from the water, and when he drank from the water, it turned back into a piece of wood. And he went back and he said, it's a mekatzot, it's a mistake. I bought a donkey, I did buy a piece of wood. They told him that it's not a mistake because you knew that you were in this area where they did kishuf. So therefore, it was your responsibility to test the donkey and with the water before you bought it to make sure that it was really a donkey and it wasn't kishuf. Al Kapanim, we see from the Gemara that the Ma'ase Kshofim is something you can test. There's a way to test it by putting it in water to know whether it's really Ma'ase Kshofim or not. Says the Torah Tzvim, but that's only true by Ma'isik Shofen. That's not true by Ma'isik Shehim. Because by Ma'isik Shofen, there was something that changed that happened to the actual object, to the actual chayfetz. So therefore, that change is not a permanent change. So when it comes to the contact with water, the kishuf becomes undone, and therefore it reverts back to its original state. However, by Ma'isik Shehim, there is no change to the object. If they took a piece of wood and would change it into a donkey, that doesn't mean they really changed the wood into a donkey. That means they moved the wood away and they brought a donkey instead. So the donkey is a real donkey. The object, the chayfet, is a real object. It just was moved here very, very quickly from somewhere else. So therefore, bringing this object to water will not cause it to change back to its original form, because it really is a real object. And in such a situation, Ma'isik Shehim, you won't be able to undo it through use of water. So based on this, we can suggest, based on this understanding of Ma'isik Shehim, so we have a machlokes over here, if this idea, this concept of Ma'isik Shehim, having a shade, transfers something very quickly where it looks like he's doing actual kishuf, is that an issa deraisa, is that an issa skilo, or that is not an issa skilo? How can we understand this? We know there's a very well-known Rambam, a well-known opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that there's no such thing as kishuf. Even though the Torah says that there's an Isser to perform kishuf, the Rambam says that there is really no such thing as kishuf, and only very simple-minded people are those that believe that the power, that believe in the power of kishuf. Therefore, the Rambam says that the whole Isser is only to do something that looks like kishuf. Now, this Rambam is very difficult to understand. There are a lot of questions on this Rambam. We obviously find many, many Gemaras that talk about the things that were performed by the kishuf. And we find things in the Torah. The Torah that the Chatumim Mitzrayim were able to perform kishuf. It's very difficult to understand this Rambam, where the Rambam says that the whole entire concept of kishuf is not a true one, and it's only a dimyon. It's only something that happens in the imagination. So one can suggest that the idea over here is, the question over here is, what is the Isser of kishuf? Is the Isser of kishuf the fact, the perception that a person has that some part of nature was changed and somebody was able to perform something that seems to transcend and go beyond the rules of nature, the laws of nature? And we'd say kishuf is something when you see something change into something else. That is by definition is what the Torah says is an iser kishuf. It may truly have changed, it may not truly have changed. But either way, the fact that your perception of something has changed, that is called kishuf. The other way to look at it is no. The other way to look at it is that the kishuf is a certain action, there's a certain way of doing things that is actually kishuf. In fact, the Chinuch and the Ramban both write that the idea behind, the reason why the Torah says kishuf is asur, is because you're changing the way the koichis in Shemayim work. There's certain ways, there are laws of nature, the way Hashem decided the world should work, the rules of Teva. And the way to perform kishuf is to manipulate the koichis of the world and mix them around and cause them to work in the ways they're not supposed to work. So according to this, the isser of kishuf is not the result. It's not the fact that you see something different than the rules of nature would decide. The laws of nature should decide it should be. The isser of kishuf is the actual pa'ula, is the action of changing the way the world is supposed to work. So now when we come to Ma'isik Shehim, we want to know, is Ma'isik Shehim? Ma'isik Shehim is not really kishuf. It looks like kishuf. It looks like you performed kishuf, but it was really something you moved things very quickly in a way that it looks like kishuf. So if I learn like the Rambam, the entire Isser of kishuf is the dimyon, the fact that it looks like kishuf, the fact that it looks like you are transcending nature. So it makes no difference how it looks like you're performing something different than the way the world is supposed to work. Whether you really did Ayde Kishuf, or whether you did through Ma'isik Shehim, either way it would be Asr. However, if I hold like the other Rishonim hold that the Isser of Kishuf is only the action of changing the way, the actual changing of nature, the changing of Teva, if that's the case, then by Ma'isik Shehim it's truly not a change of Teva, because the thing that there is no actual action over here. It just looks like you perform Ma'isik Kishuf, it looks similar to Kishuf, but it's not actually Kishuf, because in actuality, the object itself is a true object. And therefore it's not been changed, it was just moved very quickly, so it looks like kishuf. So in such a situation, these are showing them all that Ma'isik Shehim will be mut.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.